This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday evening. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth.
Check them out at S3FSolutions.com. Now, what I'm going to talk about has nothing whatsoever to do with guns or gun rights or anything else. There are a lot of people that are very, 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 very upset today because of a halftime show that came from the Super Bowl from Beyonce. Now, Beyonce as a singer, I got to tell you, I like some of the stuff that Beyonce puts out. At the same time, I look at Beyonce, and besides her singing, her body of work is, you know, it's entertainment. It's entertainment. She is married to Jay-Z, who, and they are favorites of the Obamas. They show up at the White House a lot. They do believe that they are... They believe they're part of the inner circle. They believe they're part of the chosen ones of the world. And so, from time to time, they will make a statement here and there. And every, you know, whenever one of these artists gets out there and makes a statement, and I will call them artists because what they do is entertaining. It's an entertainment art. However, Beyonce came dressed up, and her dancers, they were all dressed up, and it was the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther movement being created in the San Francisco, in the Bay Area, and, you know, actually started happening in Oakland. And Huey P. Newton, people like that that got out there, it wasn't a banner day during their heyday, but there's a couple of things that I look at the Black Panther movement, and I say to myself, you know, let's take one quick look at this and just take it for the nuts and the bolts, okay? Now, Beyonce and her dancers, they can get out there and they can make all the X's that they want. They can do and sing and say whatever they want. And remember this, none of them have ever experienced anything that the Civil Rights Movement experienced, okay? Ever. Maybe when they were younger prior to them being famous, but you know, Beyonce is out there decrying the cops and pushing to remember this guy that got shot down by the cops and everything. She was escorted to the field by about 100 cops. So I don't really know how she comes out and she's beating up on the cops. That part of it is unspoken. You know, it's hypocrisy is what it boils down to. But getting upset about Beyonce and what she did is, you know, take it for what it's worth. Look at the world around you today, what we live in. We live in a very narcissistic society today. That has been seen to by websites like Facebook and Twitter, where everything everybody says has earth-rending ramifications. That everybody's a celebrity. Everybody has fans and followers and all of this other stuff. Everybody is completely linked up in their own head with how big they are. That part of it is, in a lot of ways, that's very problematic. In a lot of ways, that's very problematic. We've become quite the superficial organization. And the one thing that, you know, everybody's talking about Beyonce. When they announced that Lady Gaga was going to sing the national anthem, I was like, oh, my God. Now, I like Gaga, too. I like some of her music. But, you know, this is a girl that, this is an artist who, she's sort of the Madonna of her day. She makes outlandish visual statements with the way she dresses and does things. And yet she came out there, and she does like to do duets with Tony Bennett. She does have a classical sense of style. She does the national anthem, and she knocked it out of the park. She knocked it out of the park. When she was talking Home of the Brave, she was looking around and pointing at the military. She wasn't just singing there. She didn't take a paycheck to show up. She felt what she was singing. And everybody's talking about Beyonce and her little X formation that her dancers got into and their little signs they got up there and their little berets they wore like the Black Panthers. And they're completely ignoring what Lady Gaga did. The society that we live in is indicative of what you saw with Beyonce. In this society today, there's one segment of people that can't say anything, can't show anything, can't display anything without another segment saying, put that down, you're offending us. And at the same time, there'll be another segment of society that can do and say whatever they want. They're all coming from the liberal side of the house. They can get out there, they can talk about, you know, gay sex or, you know, Black Panther movement, liberals, Black Lives Matter, whatever it is. They can run with that, and they're expected to get all kinds of airplay and everything else, and everybody's like, well, they're so tolerant. Unless you stand up and say, you know what, I don't exactly go along with your game plan. Oh, you're so intolerant. And then they're like, let's get somebody over here and bash this guy's head in because he's so intolerant. Here's the thing to remember during this period when you're sitting there saying, when you're all outraged and everything. Most of the people that I know, I don't go to protests. The reason I don't go to protests is because if I were to go to a protest and something begins, I don't trust my temper to get me through that with my wits. I'm thinking that I may resort to something a little more physical. So I don't go. But I'm not one of, you know, I'm not one of these protesters that are going to get in each other's face and square off and face each other down and hold my sign up. I belong to a segment of society that doesn't try to offend anybody. I belong to a segment of society that doesn't want to mess with anybody and doesn't want to be messed with by anybody. But if you do cross a line with us, then things change. They go downhill for you very rapidly. And this isn't about race. There's plenty of black people on my side of the fence. Plenty of Asians, plenty of Hispanics. There's plenty of conservative people. The nation at large is conservative. The fact that, you know, we got that out of the Super Bowl, big deal. I was disappointed by the Super Bowl anyway. I was thrilled Carolina got in there. And after the first run by Denver, I knew that Denver had won it because they played them. They just took them to task. So I changed the channel. I watched Spectre last night with James Bond. Bear that in mind. I'm not concerned with it. If you are concerned with it, though, if you got some grievances to air, call in and let's talk about it. Because this is the kind of thing we need to avoid getting into a confrontation about. We'll be right back. Oh.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Gonna boggle the mind now. Pow. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048.
This portion of the show brought to you in part by S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Check them out at S3FSolutions.com, the home of the most accurate drop-in barrel a Glock can run. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, the mind, the analyses that he puts together. I tried to call. I was going to call one of these places today, as a matter of fact, just out of curiosity. There are places in America where it is illegal, as in actually against the law, to save the life of someone who is in danger. And that is correct. Now, imagine it, if you will, being a crime to act as a first responder inside of a first aid free zone. Politicians have passed laws that say a person who possesses the instruments and skills to save lives may not, under threat of legal action, use their training and tools in these protected zones. Does that sound like the stupidest thing you've ever heard in your life? Because it does to me. And that is exactly the reality of a gun-free zone. I was going to call one today, The Roost, in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. The Roost is a restaurant where fully half of it is outside. It is a open-air restaurant. During inclement weather, they have these. You're basically eating then in a plastic bag, but I mean, it's very picturesque. They have supposed local fare there, and they're a gun-free zone, with fully half of it outside. The other part of it is they don't even have a door for them to put their little sign on, so I mean, technically I could probably walk in there carrying 20 guns, technically. And not have the rule of law against me. But because our laws here in South Carolina and the signs carry the force of law with them. So if I, it's not like they're making a suggestion to me. If I go in there and am caught, and I know that concealed means concealed, but if I go in there and get caught, then the force of law can come down on me. And I was going to call them and ask them about that just to see if they would be interested in speaking with me about it. However, I don't know how that'd play. Now, how can a business owner welcome the public and yet tell his customers that they cannot protect themselves? Because like at The Roost, okay, when you go into The Roost, there's not a two or three guys standing there strapped up with ARs across their chests. I could eat with that in, you know, between me and them. I don't know where I would park my gun because they're surrounded by completely okay to carry a gun everywhere else in downtown Greenville, except for The Roost that I have seen so far, except for The Roost. I get the property rights argument. But the thing about a gun-free zone is if you're going to have that, sooner or later, I want to see a law in place where it makes it a liability for somebody to say, you can't carry a gun in here. I want the responsibility for the security of the people in there to fall upon them if they decide to take it from me. They're making it a crime for a gun owner who has been vetted by the state and been issued a little ID card saying, I've been vetted by the state. And they're making it a crime to go into an area with a gun that's protected by a plastic sign. It's a crime for the good guys with a gun to stop the bad guys on the other side of a plastic sign. Now let's take that back and let's talk about, go back to the whole first aid scene, if you will. The pocket doc, which I have a couple of. And when we're out walking around, my wife carries it.
in her purse. So stop right there. You can't go in here because you have a medical kit in your purse. Medical accidents kill almost 500,000 people a year, and this is a first aid free zone. You can't enter here because you've been trained in fire rescue. There are thousands of structure fires each year, and we only want professionals to fight them. This is a fire extinguisher free zone. You can't go in here because you know water rescue and CPR. Thousands of people drown each year. Lifeguards promote unsafe swimming, so this is a lifeguard free zone. Stay out. Should property rights trump your rights, my rights? Now, if a property owner claims the right to disarm us, causing us to be vulnerable, he should assume the liability and responsibility to protect us with trained staff and equipment to stop criminals. Dedicated staff and equipment. Most property owners don't want to do that. They don't even install the metal detectors in X-ray machines. They stick a thin piece of plastic on their window, a printed sign saying no guns allowed. That's nothing. That's less protection than the glass window it's on. They'll also buy insurance to cover damages caused by violent criminals, while the same business owners do nothing to protect their law-abiding customers. The owner of a gun-free business is telling us that his property and staff are valuable, and his disarmed customers are not worth anything. And this is where they're going beyond a property owner exercising personal choice over his property. This is malfeasance. This is criminal negligence. This is a plastic sign that the only people that it stops are the honest people. And the violent criminal looks at that sign and says, good. When I get to the other side of that, that means nobody here can oppose me. With the exception of two, all of these big headline-grabbing shootings have happened in a gun-free zone. They look for these. James Holmes looked for them. Elliot Rogers looked for them. That we know they look for them. Aaron Alexis, when he went on the D.C. Naval Yard, he knew he was entering a gun-free zone. Because military posts are not rife with guns. They have arms rooms, which most workplaces don't have. But the people that work there, even the military professionals, aren't carrying guns. They're just walking around like everybody else. If you ask them what they would do, a property owner will say, I had to do something, and that's why they put up the sign. And they're saying that violence is too toxic to think about. They want to cover their eyes and make the violence disappear, like the child does. Remember? Psychological breakdown? It doesn't go away. It's still there. You're just not looking. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. That's a very bad imitation of reverb.
This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge.
Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon.
This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth.
Check them out at S3FSolutions.com. The home of the very best drop-in barrel you've ever seen in your life. Plus, it's all kinds of bling, too. Now, it is not a done deal yet. However, there's a good chance that we may finally force the Supreme Court on the question of so-called assault weapon bans. Actually, this is a win-win for us. If the Supreme Court takes it up, then they would have to actually reverse themselves at this point, which I don't know how often they've ever done that. I don't know if they've ever done that before. They may have. It may be more dangerous than I think it is. I don't know. If you know, let me know, but I don't know. Back in December, gun rights activists were very disappointed when the Supreme Court decided they would not hear an appeal to the Illinois assault weapon ban, allowing a lower court ruling in favor of the law to stand. At that time, it was speculated that they were waiting for more lower courts to weigh in on similar challenges around the country to see if there was some sort of consensus or if the states were divided and in need of clarification from above. Enter the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, hearing a Maryland case, and it went the other way, overturning a ban on the AR-15 style rifle and expanded, read that to mean standard capacity magazines from the Baltimore Sun. In a 2-1 decision applauded by gun rights advocates, a 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit concluded that the semi-automatic weapons and high-capacity magazines banned by Maryland's Firearm Safety Act are in common use by law-abiding citizens. As a result, they don't fall under the exception to the right to bear arms. It applies to unusual weapons such as machine guns and hand grenades, the court said. That is actually a very, very, very good ruling there. This apparent contradiction between the Seventh Circuit ruling and the Freedman versus City of Highland Park and the Fourth's ruling in Maryland, this has provided enough contrast for the Supremes to take up the question. This, as you might imagine, has the liberal gun rights opponents in a state of panic, as a ruling agreeing with the rationale cited by the Fourth Circuit would essentially kill off any similar rifle bans around the nation. The sense of distress shows up in this piece from Dahlia Lithwick at Slate.com. The ruling sets the wheels in motion for another major gunfight at the high court. It will now likely have to answer this question. In a country where one bloody massacre seems to follow another, and 33,636 people are killed by firearms in 2013, does the court want to be in the business of handing out AR-15s like so much Halloween candy? Maryland's Firearm Safety Act was passed along with a raft of similar gun control measures in other states in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary disaster in December 2012. 20 children and 6 adult staff members were killed in that massacre by a gunman using 3 semi-automatic firearms. Among other things, the Maryland statute banned possession of firearms designated as assault weapons, including AR-15s and AK-47s. They also banned sales and purchases of ammunition magazines of more than 10 rounds. You can notice that Dahlia is quite upset. And the court hasn't given a final ruling on assault weapons, but they have provided some limits to Second Amendment rights in the Heller decision. When it comes to unusual weapons, and the original candidate for that classification was the short barrel or sawed-off shotgun, but it also included weapons, true weapons of war, such as grenades and rocket launchers. The Fourth Circuit has wisely recognize that a semi-automatic rifle, particularly one already owned by tens of millions of Americans who break no laws with them, are highly unusual or hardly unusual. And we've discussed in the past, not only is the typical AR-15 with a 223 round a relatively underpowered varmint rifle, it is rarely used in homicides. Rifles of any kind are rarely used in homicides. Slate author is quick to note that Hillary Clinton's favorite talking point is that 33,000 people killed by firearms purposely ignores the specifics when it comes to rifles under discussion. So, working with her number, let's work with her number. 2/3 of those firearm deaths were suicide. But of the 8,124 homicides committed in 2014 using firearms, the FBI reminds us that the number killed by rifles of any sort was a pittance. In 2014, that was 248 murders committed with any sort of long gun, to include shotguns. No, excuse me, it doesn't include shotguns. Any kind of rifle of any kind. Shotguns have their own category. My bad. Overall, it's handguns that get the biggest part of it. Then there's firearms not stated. I don't know what that means. Cutting instruments or knives, 1,567, which is more than the rifle, shotguns, and other guns combined. Blunt objects such as hammers, more than rifles combined. Personal weapons such as hands, fists, feet, more than 248. 660 people beaten to death by hand. So, 248 out of more than 8,000. Actually, a little more than 7,900, because we know out of that 2014 figure that about 240 of them have been recognized as justifiable homicides by the cops. So, their numbers only reflect homicide, both justified and unjustified homicide. So the FBI doesn't break it down to specific models, so the figure includes all manner of hunting rifles, including bolt-action models and others. The actual number of killings done with AR-15-style rifles is more likely in the dozens. This is hardly a smoking gun for them to point to and say, this has got to be stopped. But this was, it was never meant to stop crime. Banning these was never meant to stop crime. They're not even looking forward enough to say we don't even want them to have these in case of a civil war, because they don't believe that's very likely either. They just want to ban all guns, and if they can get something out there, if they can start banning some form of gun, then they'll take it. Yeah, I saw in England they're marching around wanting to ban knives right now. They've got signs saying, ban knives and save lives. Doesn't mention anything about what you do in the event of, a bunch of Muslims coming up on you and wanting to saw you up with a bunch of knives. I guess that would be under the ban knives, save lives thing. One of the things afflicting training today is ego. Ego. And amongst the trainers out there, there are plenty of ego. Okay? And there has to be to a certain degree. Because they're saying, my method works and come take my method. That's sort of an audacious thing to say for some people. However, it can go too far. And especially, you know, when you do certain things sometimes, that is going to take down your stock among your prospective students and or clients. Because these guys are trying to make a living at this. We're going to look at one instance that has just been revealed. And all of the dust this is kicking up. We'll be right back.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Rock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by S3F Solutions.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Check them out at S3FSolutions.com.
Jim Cirillo is a legendary cop. He has passed away. He was part of the New York Stakeout Squad, and he was never a trainer. He was simply a cop. He was involved in 19 gunfights in his career with the NYPD, and he persevered in all 19 of those gunfights. And he is the first person that would tell you that he had 3 negligent discharges. He would also be the first person to tell you that if you handle guns often enough, long enough, you too will have a negligent discharge. I have had a negligent discharge, and it was horrific because I didn't pay attention to any of the rules when I had mine. However, with most people that I know that are professionals handling weapons, when they do have their negligent discharge, it is normally shot into a berm or into a target impact area. And everybody's stunned, and it rattles your cage. It does. As a pro, it will rattle your cage, literally, to think that if I had been pointed there, been pointed there, been pointed there, start getting into that game. In my case, I did hit somebody. So, and I still played the game. What if I'd aimed up higher, lower? What, you know, that kind of thing. Even with motorcycle riders, even those big cruisers, they know they're going to lay the bike down. It's not if you're going to do it. It's when it's going to happen. So it is a simple understanding that if you handle enough things on a regular basis, you're going to have an accident with them that is not intended to be done. Okay? You're going to have an ND. Hopefully you'll have the kind like most people have where they just hit an impact area. Okay? I know lots of people that have had them. Recently, a video
has surfaced that was recorded. It's not new. It's not a new video. It has been held for the internal use and training of a film crew for a company called Panteo Productions. Now, I know Panteo Productions. I know the owner of Panteo Productions, and they put out training DVDs. Quite slick, really, because their film crew used to be the old Miami Vice film crew. They used to do all of their filming down in Florida. They're out of South Carolina, actually. A video has recently surfaced. It's about 2 minutes and 44 seconds long. It's on YouTube, and if you want to view it, you can go to bearingarms.com, where Bob Owens has it up there. Because in this video, none other than Travis Haley, who is an outstanding instructor, part of the old Magpul Dynamics team of Costa and Haley before they had their little falling out, has a negligent discharge. In this, he's demonstrating several Russian safety techniques and explaining why he didn't think they were safe. And he's doing it with a weapon, with a round in chamber, with a full magazine in magazine well, flipping the safety up and down, trying to show why he doesn't think this works or that works. And watching the video, which I have, because they have the video at three different angles, and it's all smooth, and there's no cut scenes or anything. I can tell a cut jump. And there's none of that. It's just all one smooth, one long little piece of video. When he's demonstrating something, his finger slips, he presses the trigger, and he fires a round into the berm. It was a shock to everyone. Haley, to his credit, was not pointing the weapon at anybody, and he maintains his grip on the weapon. And he puts the weapon immediately on safe and then exclaims, "That didn't work." This was never intended to air. And this was for the Panteo, for the film crews and the instructors. And they make clear in a statement that the video was revealed by an instructor that will not work with them again. Because somebody out there had a little bit of a bone to pick with Travis Haley. Here's where we come into the problem. There are folks from the Haley camp who are not taking the release of the video very well, even though Panteo did not release the video. Okay? Some are claiming that it was released intentionally to damage Haley's reputation. On their, I don't know if this was, I think it may have been Facebook. Haley's strategic partners, nope. Because it wasn't an ND. Yeah, he was showing specific Russian trigger safety techniques and why they were not recommended, but after doing so many takes, he forgot to put on his ear pro, and when he pulled the trigger, it scared the blank out of him. But the owner of Panteo, we had a very bad business fallout, and he edited it like Travis had an ND. Typical industry slander, but we are laughing at someone stooping to that level. Haley is insisting that the negligent discharge is not a negligent discharge. Haley put on there in a reply, LOL, forgot my ear pro, not an ND. The video suggests otherwise, and this is the problem for people like Travis Haley, because while I'm not a worldwide known tactical instructor, I have been around weapons long enough to understand, and video, to understand when I'm looking at one piece of video that hasn't been cut or chopped or edited to make it look like anything. When the weapon goes off, Mr. Haley, you are stunned. You are startled, as anybody would be. And to your credit, you were maintained. You knew where it was pointed. It was pointed in a safe direction, even though you had a camera in front of you and you had a clapper personnel on the other side and probably somebody working sound and all this other stuff. You, despite all of that, you managed not to hit anybody. My hat's off to you until you get out there and want to say, I am foolproof and I can't have an ND. Panteo is doing something that I think is a little not the smartest thing. They put out a statement. They say, they're saying this will be the first and last time we comment publicly on this incident. Given the firestorm surrounding the video, which was recently released without our authorization, we felt it necessary to publicly state our position regarding the matter. The relationship with Pantheon Productions and Travis Haley ended over a year ago, blah, 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 blah. This is a very long-winded statement where they say, you know, this is why we ended the relationship with him. But no one is above making a mistake. We had multiple layers of safety in place to prevent them, but at the end of the day, there was absolutely nothing we were able to do that can entirely remove the human element from the equation, especially when you're dealing with guns and live ammunition. Yeah. Yeah. Now, this is unfortunate. This is an unfortunate incident. However, you know, at first glance, you're looking at it and you're saying, wow, they really had enough stuff in place to keep somebody from getting hurt. And Haley, you had that weapon aimed in the one spot where it wouldn't hit somebody. Good on you, Travis Haley. But getting out there and trying to make out like, well, the gun went off and the only reason I jumped is because I didn't have my ear pro on. You know, on the one hand, you could get out there and make yourself like Jim Cirillo. He might not have been in as many firefights as you were in, but he was. He made a fine reckoning of himself with a lot less technology than you had to do yours. You could put yourself in that league if you wanted to, but no, you want to be foolproof, and for that, you lose a lot of points with me, son. You do. You're a good instructor. But, you know, there was one perfect guy ever in the history of this world, and some people got rid of him quick. You're not him. We will do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.